And hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jose, and I'm grateful to be here with you guys for today. So before we get started, you know, we always have to do our announcements. So again, if you're not following us on Facebook, go look up Wild by Animals at Facebook and join the wild community. Be a part of the family, and you'll be all up to date on anything that's going on schedule-wise, anything, special events coming up, you'll know all the deals. Second thing, like I said, you know, stated before, if you guys have any questions that you would like me to answer during the podcast live, you can always go to the link, send me your questions, and I'll answer them live while the podcast is going on. That also includes shout-outs as well. If you want me to shout-out a certain someone, happy birthday, whatnot, just leave that. You know, there's no, you know, hidden fees behind anything, you know, then I'll do it for you, you know. Now, before we get started, you know, I hope you guys did enjoy the cheetah episode. That one was pretty interesting for me personally. And now this will be our second installment on our Cryptic Saturday one. And as if you guys saw the title, today we'll be talking about the Chupacabra. Now, again, like I said before, in the last one, you know, the whole point, just to give you guys a rundown of what Cryptic Saturday is, so we don't, you know, run into too much time today. Pretty much Cryptic Saturday is we're going to discuss what the cryptid is and also what I possibly believe it to be. You know, we're not here to dissuade people from saying that if it's real or not, because some of these cryptids are incorporated in a lot of different cultures, folk stories, or history, and I don't want to offend anybody who is a part of that culture who believes that. You know, this is just me talking about what I think and what I believe could be what people are seeing and some other things, you know. So today we're going to be talking about the infamous goat sucker, who literally that's what the name means, is the Chupacabra. So after this break, we'll be right back and get ready for the show. Hey guys, this is your host Jose from the Wild by Animals podcast, and I just wanted to ask you guys, have you ever wondered if you guys could send me questions and I could answer you guys' live while the show was going on? Well, now I can. Thanks to Anchor, there's a link that I sent you guys on the Facebook page at Wild by Animals on Facebook, where if you leave me your questions, whether you type them or you can leave a voice message, I can actually answer it live while the show is going on. So if you really got some questions, go ahead and click that link and start today. And welcome back from the break, and I hope you guys are ready to get started. So if you are, then let's get a little wild now. So, like stated before, today we're going to be talking about the Chupacabra. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard the name. It's pretty famous for being the goat sucker or the chicken sucker of animals in Puerto Rico, Mexico, and in southern parts of Texas around that area. Now, the cool thing about this is the actual translation of the name in Spanish for Chupacabra, again, like I said, is goat sucker, because the way that this got discovered was in Puerto Rico, because this is where it all started. People were turning in reports of, like, their goats and chickens being killed, but not eaten, and the only thing that they could see was that they were drained of their blood. Which is very vampiric-like, or vampirism, if you ask me. And, you know, obviously, as time went on, people started seeing some type of creature in the midst of doing these things. Now, the cool thing about Chupacabra is there's two main popular variations of it, if you so want to call it that. There is the Puerto Rican version, and then there is the one that's in Texas. We're going to be talking about both of them, but we're going to talk about the Puerto Rican one first, because that's the one that, you know, started it all. In Puerto Rico, a lot of the reports reveal that the Chupacabra is this tall, lizard-like, humanoid, almost alien-like creature. Usually, that's the signs or what people have seen. And pretty much, it's the same thing. You know, people say it terrorizes farms, chickens, goats, sheep, and all that. And, you know, people do describe this creature, you know, like I said, you know, more lizard-like, alien-like, with big eyes, you know, the fangs and all that other stuff. Not much is known about the behavior, besides what we do know is that, you know, the Chupacabra will attack farm animals, like the ones I stated before, and it always just, it doesn't eat them, it just drains them of their blood, and then it leaves. You know, or if someone sees it or witnesses tell what they see. Now, When it comes to this version of the Chupacabra, there are a couple of things that I could say this could be. One of the things that I could say that it could be is when it comes to, I think this could be a very possible case of misidentification, because, this could be, these animals could be getting attacked by stray dogs. Sometimes, and I know what you're saying, if it was a dog, then it would kill it and eat it. Well, sometimes, some dogs just kill and they don't eat it, But, and then it, because when it comes to that, it's like people be like, well, what about the blood being drained? Well, possibly sometimes when animals do get attacked, they don't die immediately. They kind of bleed out. So it's very possible that the blood left the body that way. It also could be, that, someone's doing this on purpose to keep the Chupacabra myth still going, keep it hot, keep themselves in the news. There's some people like that out there, But then again, like I said before on here, Wild About Animals, we do like to keep the possibilities open that there could be something out there that we do not know. Because again, it's kind of hard to explain what people are seeing because when they say lizard-like and alien-like, that kind of gets into the territory of, do you believe that aliens are a thing? I know this is a little sidetrack, but this is just something, just to bring up the conversation up some more. Because if you ask me here, your host, what do I think? I do think from a standpoint that we are not alone in this univers. Whether they tell you that we are, they tell you that we aren't, I do believe that there are other life forms out there. That's just me being realistically about it, And it could be possible that one has arrived and he has a taste for killing chickens and goats and stuff and sucking their bloods out, There also, again, could be, and this is going to dive into something else, is when it comes to vampirism, Do vampires actually exist? Because do I think that's kind of a iffy situation when it comes to that? Because I don't know, or do I believe that, a body could live off of human blood because it's really not that healthy to drink anyway. So do I think that there's a creature who survives off of that? Not really, besides the vampire bat. Obviously there's an actual bat species who does survive off of blood, but they have to drink a substantial amount to get the nutrition that they need, So I don't think the vampire thing could be possible, but the alien part is very possible. But do I think that people are seeing some lizard-like alien creature in Puerto Rico and Mexico? I do think it might be some misidentification going on, I think with that one, it's kind of, there has to be some more evidence there. We have to find more tracks, DNA, something, video, something to see, what people are seeing, But until then, when it comes to that variation, we'll have to probably leave that one as unsolved for right now. Now, when we dive into the second variation of Chupacabra, I actually have more plausible cause to say what I believe that people are seeing. Now, in Texas, there has been multiple reports of Chupacabra attacks, and there's actually been videos and bodies and footprints actually found of what people are claiming to be the Chupacabra. It's a very canine-looking animal with no hair on it at all. And obviously, with the canine sticking out, and it does a similar attack chickens, attack goats, and drains their blood, as the witnesses say. Now, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen there's been bodies found, there's been, hair samples and all this other stuff. And if you look at these pictures very, very carefully, you can obviously see it is of some sort of animal. Now, when I first saw these pictures, and I'm trying not to quote Monster Quest too much because I don't consider Monster Quest a very valuable source only because of how they deliver it to you. if you ask me, I would suggest you guys do your research, like researching online, doing reading articles, you know, reading cryptozoology articles to get your full details on it. I would not suggest you use Monster Quest as your source, because sometimes I feel like a lot of their sources are just not viable or, you know, sources. But anyway, sorry, you know, but if you looked at these pictures, and you can look these up yourself, you know, you can actually see these are very canine-like animals with no hair on them whatsoever. And then, obviously, it looks alien because, obviously, you know, most of the time, you know, dogs or anything in the canine family has hair on it, you know. But there is a thing that affects dogs, coyotes, and wolves and all that other stuff. It's called mange. And what that does is basically when a tick gets on one of these animals, it can basically cause the skin to lose its hair and the hair just fall off completely, and the animal looks very different from what it looks like normally. The only reason I'm saying this is because I've seen mange in person because of my career field, and so I've seen where it can make a dog that was normally, or a coyote, look completely different than what it looked like when it had fur on it. In fact, most of these carcasses that people are finding and been DNA tested have come back to be like coyotes, coyote dog hybrids, you know, raccoons, just other things that are not the chupacabra that people are claiming to see. And for me personally, it's like when it comes to this one has more, I think, data behind it that we can kind of safely say what I think people are seeing. I think what people are seeing is a coyote or a dog of some sort, mainly a coyote, who has mange, who obviously is going around attacking chickens and stuff, and it, you know, it's probably a starving coyote at this point who is desperate for food. I think now with the blood drinking part of it, that still comes back to what I said. I think maybe these animals are getting attacked and they're actually bleeding out instead of getting their blood sucked. But, and with the canines, they obviously probably match, because most carnivores on land do not have hands. So, and then most carnivores usually go for the neck anyway when they bite their prey item, because usually if you can bite and cut off that windpipe, most prey items can't breathe anyway. A lot of cats do this movements, and a lot of dog wolves do the same thing, you know. So it would make sense for a coyote to use that tactic to take down a chicken or a goat. So obviously if the 2 points of bite are on the neck, it would make sense for it to be, you know, because there's no carnivores in America that I think of that can use, you know, their hands to, you know, hold prey down. Maybe besides a bear, but you could obviously, but I'm pretty sure with a bear carcass, you would know the difference. But when it comes to the chupacabra, I'm strongly thinking, well, the Texas variant for sure, that I think people are kind of seeing, like I said before, a coyote, a dog, or a coyote dog hybrid, or raccoon maybe, who has manged and all their hair is gone. I believe that's what people are seeing, and I do think this was some misidentification porn. Now, again, like we said before, we here, we like to have open possibilities about what it also could be if it isn't these things, which, you know, even with the data backing it up, you know, it could be possible that there could be a new breed of, you know, coyote who just developed no hair without the mange part. It's very possible. Could be a new dog species. Who knows? But I think with this one, like I said, this has more data backing it up saying what we are seeing. And I thoroughly believe that this is nothing, just another case of a coyote or a dog, raccoon, one of those who has developed mange and is just going around killing farm animals. And people don't know what they're seeing, so they just automatically assume that it's going to be the chupacabra. Now, comparing both of these, do I think the chupacabra is a very viable option to be an actual real cryptid? With the Texas variant, no. With the Puerto Rican version, it's an unsolved, I'm not sure. Because there would, like I said, I would need to see more data and research and more development into, you know, like I said, with tracks or hair samples or video or something. At least with the other variant, there's been video, DNA, carcasses have been found, and obviously they've been identified as other animals than what people are saying they're seeing. But when it comes to the Puerto Rican variant, you know, there's no bodies, there's no DNA, there's no footprints, there's no video, there's nothing to go off of that, and we have to only go by eyewitnesses' reports. And I'm not saying that these people are not seeing something, but at the same time, you also need that scientific proof or something to be able to identify what people are seeing, because people have been seeing this thing since 1995. So people are seeing something. What it is, I don't know what it is, but I'm just saying that these people are seeing there's something out there and they're seeing it. But like I said, for right now, we're just going to mark this is an unsolved case, and hopefully sometime soon, you know, we'll get some more reveals on the Chupacabra, and if we get any more details or anything news, I'm pretty sure we'll know about it. Well, that, guys, ends the second episode of Cryptid Saturday. Now, there's going to be one more announcement at the end, so you guys stay tuned, and I'll be right back. Hey guys, this is Jose from Wild About Animals. I just wanted to throw this in and be like, if you guys have any requests for any future podcasts, make sure you leave them on Facebook, and then I'll make sure I put them on a list, and I'll let you guys know if you're there. Back to the show we go. And hello guys, we're back from the break, and I hope you guys did enjoy the show for the night. Remember to keep track of the schedule. It's on Facebook. If you're not on there, you need to make sure you're on there so you can keep track of what the shows are coming on for this for the next week. But before we do end the show, there was a little announcement I did want to make. So sometime soon, again, I don't have any dates or when, again, and I reiterate this and say it again, make sure you follow us on our Facebook page. That way it's easy to keep track of the announcements. But, you know, sometime soon I'm going to be doing a poll. And you guys can tell me what exactly you want for the first set of the Wild About Animals podcast merch. It could be whatever you guys want. You want hats, mugs, stickers, just let me know what you think you'll like, and then I'll post it some. I don't know the date yet, but I'm just letting you guys know that it's coming. You guys get your thoughts together of what you want, what you may want to see, you know, and again, you just let me know. So anyways, I hope you guys did enjoy the show. I hope you guys enjoyed and be a part of the discussion. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you guys Wednesday. Have a nice day.